This is a Gathering Heritage project interview recorded in County Louth in Ireland.
Hello, and you're very, very welcome to another edition of Harry's Hill Street Heydays. Yes, some short stories about my time living in Hill Street and growing up there in my favourite part of the town. Everybody knows that, of course. But my first memory of Hill Street, or of living, shall we say, in my life was, and it didn't click with me until a few years later, but I was only about 4 and a half at the time when my mum died. And she was only 35, and there were 6 children in our house. But anyway, I remember now so vaguely, or not so vaguely, that time I didn't know what was happening, but I remember now so clearly of what happened, because a lady that lived next door, Mrs. Casey, I remember her coming in and taking the three youngest one, Noel, Jerry and myself, by the hand down the hall, a very short hall, and out into her house. And I can actually remember she gave us a boiled egg. We sat down and she gave us a boiled egg, and I never thought of that for years and years. And then all of a sudden, I remember one day we were talking about my mum. We never met her, of course. Well, we met her, but we never knew anything at all about her. But this particular day, it just sprung on me. When Mrs. Casey was walking up the hall with us, we had a parlour halfway up the hall, and the door of the parlour was open and there was people in there. And I remember just looking in to the parlour of the house, and I saw, now I know what it was, but at that time it didn't register until years later. But now I know it was the lid of my mum's coffin. It was up against the wall, and that never came back to me until years and years and years later. But it was, I suppose, my dad, who was a very, very quiet, nice man. And he got it very difficult, of course, he had to get people into mine, us, the six of us, when he had to go to work in the GNR. And then, all of a sudden then, we don't know very much about how long it was that he got married again. But all I know is there was a lady called May Jones. We knew her as May Jones. She was May Carroll. And May used to come in and look after us. And this particular day, she cleaned the house from top to bottom. I remember that so well. And then she rubbed her faces down and combed her hair and put the six of us sitting on a, I suppose, a firm, you would call it. And there we sat. And the next thing is the door open and my dad walked. We used to call him my father or daddy, but he walked in the door, and Alice Larrissey, who he got married to a few, well, that particular day, but we didn't know a thing about him getting married. And Alice went round and introduced, first of all, my dad said, "This is your new mammy." And she came over and she shook hands with the whole lot of us, and she had a red hat on her. And to this, till she died years and years and years later, every hat she ever bought was red. But anyway, she opened up hers and she took out little bars of Cadbury's chocolate. You remember the wee thin ones? And she gave each one of us one of them. And the moral of that story is Alice was the most wonderful, lovable, good, great cook. She had everything going for her, and she stayed with us. She had no children of her own, but we loved her as much as if she was our real mother. And she lived until she was 84, years after my father died. So that was my first memory of growing up in Hill Street.
Listen to lots more epic interviews at gatheringheritage.com.